people are like, oh, I never date a girl that would have OnlyFans. I'd never date a girl with OnlyFans. Bitch, shut the fuck up. I wouldn't date a girl that didn't have OnlyFans. I want to know what I'm getting. Simp? No! Simp is sucker for mediocre pussy. And unless I'm playing Dark Souls or another variety game, I don't have a pussy. Okay? Like, I'm sorry to disappoint you guys, but that's not what it is. I don't like this simp work. Okay? I don't like it. Yeah, simp, it's not a good word. It's like cuck. It's literally cuck. And I'm just so... It's so cringy. And it's gotten to the point to where I made a tweet about this. If you don't fuck you, if you don't hate women, you're a simp. That's the way people use it now. So if like, some girl is like, yeah, you know what? I donated a lot of my time to help out the Red Cross and, you know, provide meals to elderly during the coronavirus. And then some guy is like, wow, that's really great of you, Ashley. Thanks for helping and stepping up in this time of need for our community. Fucking anime avatar underneath. Fucking simp. And it'll have like 15 likes. 15 fucking likes. And I don't know who the fuck is liking this. Who's doing this. But I don't get it. It's so stupid. It is so fucking stupid. Incels? Well, here's the thing, right? Is that the incels... They're like a special interest group. Except for the only interest they have is the one thing they can't have. So they're just terminally pissed off. They're always mad. And so if they ever see a girl that's getting attention, they're mad. And I'll tell you why. Okay, I can... This is the same with the OnlyFans thing. People are like, oh, I'd never date a girl that would have OnlyFans. I'd never date a girl with OnlyFans. Bitch, shut the fuck up. I wouldn't date a girl that didn't have OnlyFans. I want to know what I'm getting. So listen. Here's the thing. You know, Sam? Yeah, of course. Listen. It's all these soft fucking, these like little pudgy 20-year-old soft boys that are like, man, this girl in high school was mean to me. Fuck women, man. Fuck women. And he's mad, right? He's like, he doesn't even have a profile picture on his Twitter. He's got like a picture of like Master Chief or some shit. And it's embarrassing. You know what I mean? And you have this guy. And he hasn't gone through the revelation that I have, and many of us older gentlemen have, where you see those fucking girls that were like, oh yeah, you know what? I don't think I want to talk to him. He's a nerdy boy. And you look at her Facebook and now she's fat. See, you haven't gotten to that point, 20-year-old pudgy boys. But once you ascend to the level of being almost fucking 30, you see one of those dumbass middle-aged moms retweeting a minion meme on Facebook, and you find out that she was the same girl that you went to high school with. You have a midlife crisis. You go lay down in bed for 2 hours. You get up, and you go to McDonald's. And you know what? The first week or so of that is going to upset you. But a little bit longer after that, you'll get to the point where you understand that as a guy, things get better. They do. You go from thinking about sex 95% of the time to thinking about sex 93% of the time. You haven't gotten to our level yet. So listen, the simp thing. It's so fucking cringe, man. It's so fucking cringe. And, like, I get that, like, there are guys out there that are simps. There are genuine fucking simps. there will be a girl, and she'll have set her cat on fire and cheated on a math test. And there'll be Michael underneath her fucking apology tweet.
It's okay. It's okay.
What's a good name? Let's just go with Ashley again.
It's okay, Ashley. We all know that you're better than this. Don't let anybody get you down. And just remember that if you ever need someone to talk to, I'll be there for you.
You know, Sharon? No, Sharon's whenever you complain about something at Walmart, okay? Those are Sharon's and Karen's. No, this is a little bit different, okay? Yeah. What about Project Melody? Well, I think that's fucking hilarious. Project Melody went on My Free Cams. I know you guys will cap this, but I never have been on a cam site before in my life. I think they're boring. Like, I think, it's like the difference between watching a stream and a YouTube video, right? I'd rather just watch the highlights on X Hamster than watch a whole fucking live stream of some girl try to entertain, you know, guys into giving her tokens. Fuck that. I'm not gonna watch that garbage. So, a lot of these, you know, like, girls that are on the website are pissed off because they're sitting there working their ass off, literally, and this literal e-girl, electronic girl, goes on there and blows them out of the fucking water. Shit. Like, completely blows them out of the fucking water. And, yeah, lost to pixels. They literally did lose to pixels. And so there's a lot of these chat girls, like, mad about it, and they're trying to, like, insinuate that this is some kind of fucking pedophilia shit. Get the fuck out of here. You're just mad that somebody else doesn't want to watch you. Like, I mean, that's really what it is. Like, I'm sorry to say, like, this is the same fucking logic that I use with girls, guys that get mad about girls on Twitch. Like, oh yeah, if some guy, here's my argument for girls being a little bit sexual on Twitch, okay? Over in Turkey, porn is banned. Abdul over in Turkey, he doesn't got a goddamn motherfucking thing to beat his meat to. Can't beat his meat to a fucking thing, dude. And the one goddamn thing that he can do. VPN, he's too dumb for that. Like, that, he's one of the ones, he can't figure out how to fucking do a VPN. And plenty of people that can't figure out how to do a VPN. Before somebody turns that into a racism bullshit. The one thing that he can do is tune into Twitch and see a little bit of titty. And every once in a while, maybe a thigh. Are you gonna fuck your boy Abdul out of a titty? Are you gonna take that away from Abdul? No. You could be Abdul. But by the grace of God, you were born in a country that allows you to degenerately waste your life away on online porn. Not all of us were that lucky. I'm gonna do Abdul a solid. And I'll say, you know what? Let him hang. He can use his imagination? No. No, he can't. Yeah, no. Let's get a little titty out for Abdul. And so, like, there are these guys, and they're like, man, dude, these girl streamers are taking all my viewers. Abdul. Like, this is what Hassan said, because Hassan's from Turkey, right? He says, his own fucking Turkish viewers, if he's playing with a girl, go into the girl's stream instead of his own. Like, I'm sorry, guys, but if they're gonna go after the girl, they're gonna do it no matter what, man. You can't stop it. Thank you very much, Shries, for the 5 gifted subs, man. I appreciate that. Thank you very much. Listen, they're gonna do whatever they need to fucking do. All right? And you can't hold it against them either. That's all they have, man. That's all they fucking have. Let them watch, like, a girl that's wearing a low-cut shirt on Twitch. Because nobody else is losing out because of this, okay? It's not gonna happen. What about Quissy and Error Girls who stream WoW? The thing is, like, if you're going after watching a girl, I can guarantee you, if you asked her, do you want guys that are going to watch you because of the way that you look, she'd probably say no. Because she's not on the website to probably try to attract a guy or attract guys that are going to watch her and evaluate her in that level. So it's actually not true. Why? No. Here's why it's bad, okay? I know that you guys... All right, cap this. This is a joke. I'm stealing this joke. Okay. You always hear about guys that have crazy girlfriends. Do you hear about girls that have crazy boyfriends? No, because they're dead. Crazy guys are dangerous. This is no cap. I'll pause the music. This is no cap, no joke. I've seen DMs that girls get. No amount of good morning sunshine texts or 500-bit donations are going to make up for that. It is disgusting. It is weird. And it is pathetic. Not good. Yeah. There's at least 10K in here. Yeah, don't be a crazy weirdo, okay? Just, you know, a little bit of advice.